Welcome back to the On Blast podcast, where we spill all the tea on internet drama. I'm Maya, and we are diving into the absolute chaos that is the iDubbbz creator clash meltdown.
And I'm Austin, and bestie, this is giving main character villain arc energy. The way iDubbbz really thought he could make a content cop in 2025 and not have it completely destroy his charity boxing event? The delusion.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, Creator Clash is this charity boxing event that iDubbbz started in 2022, where YouTubers and influencers box each other to raise money for charity. Sounds wholesome, right?
It was wholesome. The first one in 2022 was actually successful. They raised over $1 million for charity, sold over 100,000 pay-per-view buys. People loved it.
But then Creator Clash 2 in 2023 was a complete disaster. They lost $250,000, raised zero money for charity because of piracy issues, and sold only 50,000 pay-per-view buys.
The way they went from hero to zero so fast. And now iDubbbz had to do a 24-hour live stream just to try and make up the money they lost. That's embarrassing.
So fast forward to 2025, iDubbbz announces Creator Clash 3, scheduled for June 28th in Tampa, trying to get back in the green. He's got a solid lineup, including Harley Morenstein from Epic Mealtime as the headliner.
Everything's looking good, and then this man decides to nuke his own event by bringing back Content Cop for the first time in years to target Ethan Klein from H3H3.
On April 16th, 2025, iDubbbz drops this hour-long Content Cop video going after Ethan Klein, criticizing his political stances on Israel-Palestine and accusing him of harassing other creators.
The audacity! Ethan Klein was literally one of the few people who defended iDubbbz when he was getting canceled for his past content. And this is how he repays him? Backstabber behavior!
And it gets worse. The video featured cameos from Hassan Piker, who's had his own controversies, and creators who've been accused of anti-Semitism. Like, read the room, bestie.
Not him collaborating with problematic people while trying to call out Ethan Klein. The way this backfired immediately. Fans were calling him out for betraying someone who actually supported him.
So Ethan Klein fires back with his own response, and he starts questioning whether Creator Clash is actually raising money for charity or if it's just a money grab.
Which is a valid question, considering they literally lost money and raised nothing for charity the year before. The suspicion is suspicioning.
Then the dominoes start falling. On April 28th, Harley Morenstein, who was supposed to be the main event, drops out completely.
The headliner quit. That's like if Beyoncé dropped out of her own concert tour. The event is done at that point.
Harley said he was getting threats and didn't want to be associated with the anti-Semitism accusations surrounding iDubbbz and his collaborators.
Can you imagine being so messy that your charity event participants are getting death threats? Like, sir, this was supposed to help people.
Then Lena Ayed, who works for H3H3, also drops out because of the obvious conflict of interest, since her boss is now beefy with iDubbbz.
The way iDubbbz really created a civil war in the YouTube community and then acted surprised when people picked sides. Make it make sense.
By May 3rd, 2025, iDubbbz and his wife Anissa completely step away from Creator Clash, giving up all control to their business partners, Real Good Touring.
They said, "We can't have our cake and eat it too," basically admitting you can't be messy online and run a charity event. Finally, some self-awareness.
But the damage was done. The event got postponed from June 28th to October 25th, moved from Tampa to Los Angeles, and they had to find a whole new lineup.
From the Amalie Arena to the Hollywood Palladium, that's giving massive downgrade energy. They really had to start over from scratch.
And here's the tea that just came out. Apparently, iDubbbz and Anissa were taking 34% of the event's profits for themselves initially.
34% for a charity event? No wonder people were questioning if this was actually about helping people or lining their own pockets.
After they left, that money got redistributed to the fighters, so now they're getting 54% instead of the original 20%. Should have been like that from the start.
The way the fighters are getting paid more money now that the founders are gone speaks volumes. Maybe they were the problem all along.
Keemstar, who iDubbbz made a content cop about years ago, immediately predicted this would fail and called it another self-destruction controversy.
Even Keemstar saw this coming. When Drama Alert is making more sense than you, it's time to reevaluate your life choices.
What's really wild is that iDubbbz apologized for his old content cop videos in 2023, saying he regretted harassing creators and inciting harassment from fans.
So he knew Content Cop was toxic and harmful, apologized for it, and then decided to bring it back anyway? The flip-flopping is unreal.
The current Creator Clash team with Aaron Harsin from Game Grumps and Ethan Nestor are trying to salvage this, saying it should just be a fun boxing event for charity.
Bless them for trying to clean up this mess. They're like, can we please just punch each other for charity without the political drama?
But the question is, can Creator Clash ever recover from this level of self-sabotage? Or is iDubbbz's influencer boxing career officially over?
Maya, I think this man nuked his own legacy from orbit. You can't come back from alienating your supporters, losing your headliner, and having to abandon your own event.
The way he really chose to die on the hill of criticizing Ethan Klein instead of just running his charity event in peace. The priorities are not prioritizing.
And now Real Good Touring has to somehow convince people that Creator Clash 3 will be worth watching without its founder, main event, or original vision. Good luck with that.
At least the money's going to better places now, more to the fighters, and hopefully actually to charity this time, instead of just covering losses.
Silver lining. Sometimes you gotta remove the toxic element for the whole thing to function properly. Maybe Creator Clash will be better without iDubbbz.
All right, everyone, that's our take on how iDubbbz completely destroyed his own charity boxing event with one content cop video. The self-destruction is unmatched.
If you learned anything from this episode, it's that you probably should think before you post, especially when millions of dollars and people's livelihoods are involved.
Don't forget to let us know in the comments, do you think Creator Clash can survive without iDubbbz, or is this the end of an era? We'll be back next week with more drama on the On Blast podcast.
And remember, sometimes the call is coming from inside the house. Stay messy, but not that messy. Peace out, drama lovers.